talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice and resource information on what and how it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. The address is latalkradio.com, and you click at the top of the link of the website that says Channel 1, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you click on the link. This takes you directly to our archive page, and this is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and if you want to download it, you can also download it from iTunes directly, from what I understand. I've never tried it, but yeah, I think you can. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests and you want to visit the Question Reality official website, that's a mouthful, Question Reality official website, and that address is questionrealityshow.com. questionrealityshow.com, and we're booked all the way till the end of the year. We will start. I've been getting a lot of emails of people wanting to book a show, and we will start booking for the new season in January, probably in September or October. I haven't really decided yet, but you can feel free to send an email around September or October, and then we can review your website and your press kit and see if that's something that we can do. So we have a fantastic, wonderful guest like we do every week. Her name is Christina Lynn, and she is the president and founder of Christina Lynn and Associates. And she is here today. She's in public relations. So if you are interested in a career in public relations, want to be an agent, want to own your own company, want to know anything about hiring a public relations agent because you want to take your career to the next level, then this is the show for you. And we're going to be talking to her momentarily. What you can do in the meantime, if you don't want to listen to my wonderful advertisements, then you can go and check out her website. It's ChristinaLynnPR.com. That's ChristinaLynnPR.com. Now, you know, if you listen to the show, you got to get your little pen and paper or bring up your little notepad or something to write on if you want to hear about the wonderful classes or wonderful events that are going on around town that pertain to the entertainment industry. So I've got two of them for you today that I thought would be very beneficial. The first one is happening on Saturday, June 25th. Saturday, June 25th. From 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. This is a free workshop. Free. Love free. Set them free. Okay, I had to say that. All right, this is a free workshop happening at Actors Creative Workshop. President and CEO of Red Rock Entertainment, Jeffrey Brooks, is working on several feature films, and his management company is booming. So he is saying, you know what? I have got to offer a free class because he wants to let people learn how to push themselves to the next level as an artist and also as a business person. Because a lot of people focus on the art and they don't know a lot about the business aspect. And so they really can't propel themselves to the next level. So if you take this class, you can discover the best way to get representation that really works for you so that you can be truly effective in your career. And also, the episodic season is coming up, as you know. Now, Jeffrey Brooks, what he does is his classes, they kind of they reignite your passion. Any class that you go to, that's why you should constantly stay in classes, because it reignites your passion for the craft of acting. And it also helps you to become empowered. So it makes you want to take control of your career each and every time you go. It just keeps you focused. Now, Jeffrey, he works with actors, and what he does is he blends the business of the industry with the creativity of acting, which is what you really, really need to become effective. So he teaches actors how to book jobs. He also coaches actors on character development and how to obtain representation, which you really need. You need to know all of those things, not just the acting aspect. So rather than just concentrating on one technique, he teaches students how to utilize all disciplines and tools that are at their disposal. I mean, you see it every day on the website, so many different things. So he teaches you how to do that and how to become actors that you want to be, because you do have to know about the business aspect. You should, if you're an actor and you can't name at least 10 of the top casting agencies or casting directors, you're in trouble. You really need to know that. It's very important. Now, Jeffrey, Jeffrey's talent management company, what they've done is they've shifted into production, and it is growing and it's booming. And again, the company, it's Red Rock Entertainment Development, and they are right now in various stages on several projects. So you don't want to miss this opportunity to take this very, very rare free class, because most of his class do cost a pretty penny. So this really is a rarity. That's why I thought I'd mention it. So go to, and in case you want to know, if you haven't heard, if you're one of those actors who doesn't know who Jeffrey Brooks is, I was just talking about, just to give you an idea, he has coached actors to go on to shows like CS Miami, We Have Trace. He's helped people get national commercials, you know, Heineken, McDonald's. He's helped people get projects on Everybody Hates Chris. Oh my God, so many. I can't. CSI, New York, Mad TV, ER. Oh my gosh. So Ghost Whisperer, X-List, Mentalist. There are so many more. I can't even think of the rest of them, but there are so many. I think LAPD, Grey's Anatomy was one. I know he does soap operas. I know he does Young and Restless, General Hospital. And I remember Cold Case and Numbers, but there's so many. I can't remember all of them, but this is somebody who definitely is in the know. So go to the website, trulyacting.com, trulyacting.com. And you want to click on the free workshop class. Again, the free workshop class. And you will be able to find out everything you need to know. But I highly recommend that class, people. So get on it. The second and last thing I want to tell you about is from June 16th to June 26th. And I thought this is very important for our producers, people who want to know a little bit more about financing, because everybody seems to be making a film or doing a project and they're like, where's the money? Where's the money? Where am I going to get the money? I need some money. And they've tapped out their family and friends. So now they're looking for other resources. So from June 16th to the 26th, the Los Angeles Film Festival, it's going to be presented by Film Independent. So they're going to have screenings and panels, and there's like poolside events. Let me give you the website. It's lafilmfest.com, lafilmfest.com. Now, those of you who take class around town and are in the know Mr. Robin Rowe. Robin Rowe is big in this town. He is going to be speaking at the IIEF film financing class on June 30th. So actually that that's going to run June 16th through the 30th. I don't know why I wrote down the 26th. Okay, so till the 30th, and he's going to be one of the speakers on the film financing panel. And this one is on June 30th, and that's going to happen at the Raleigh Studios. And the topic is going to be films that make money. Films that make money, because people, everybody can make a film. Anybody can make a film. You have an HD camera, you can make a film. But there's a difference between making a film and it going directly to video, or you having it on your entertainment center collecting dust, and those that make money. So you really need to know that, especially if you are a producer or screenwriter, so who wants to make a film. So Robin Rowe is going to be examining the most profitable films that have been made in the last year and how that success can help when financing your film. So again, that's going to be at Columbia College at Raleigh Studios. And that's the Bronson Building, room 204, at 7 o'clock. And if you want to go to the website, they're going to have more information. And that's filmfinancing.org, filmfinancing.org. So there are two great pieces of information for you, two resources to really help you this week. So get on it, my friends. Get on it. Get out there. All right, now we're back to the excitement. All right, so our guest today is Christina Lynn. Her company is KLPR, and that stands for Christina Lynn Public Relations. And she has over 20 years' experience in television and radio, and this helps her clients afford many close relationships with key producers and talent coordinators and many of the major national talk shows. And this helps her to successfully place the clients on these shows. And Christina provides strategic counseling to each client, and she really, really, really believes in the personal touch. And her goal is to establish successful partnerships with her clients and strong relationships with her clients, for her clients. Working together, the end result is maximum exposure and successful PR campaigns, which is what you want if you are ready to go to that level of hiring a PR agent. So some of her, and she has so many past clients, current clients, past clients. I'm only going to mention a couple, but we have Shirley MacLaine, everybody knows Shirley MacLaine, actress, author, Chubby Checker, Linda Gail Lewis, author, singer, Gabrielle Murphy, author, Red Eagle Spectronics, which is a television production firm, Gary Cohn, I think it's Koenig, Alpha Mega Collection, Jewelry and Hot Couture Fashion, Phil Stevens, comedian, actor, author, The One Command, and The Joy Yoga Center. So those are a couple of her clients. As you can see, she does celebrities, she does companies. So PR people, a lot of people come to me or email me, and they think that PR agents or companies only take on celebrities. And some of them think, well, a lot of actors say, oh my God, I'd love to have my own PR agent. Well, you know what? You can, but you have to be at a certain level in your career that you are going to be spending your money wisely to take on a PR agent. Or if a PR agent feels that you're even ready, because they realistically are not going to take on someone that they don't feel is ready to take their career to that level or has the talent to do so, because that'd be wasting their time and your time and money wasted and not well spent. So we're going to find out today a lot about that and hopefully get some tips, because you might be at that place where you are considering hiring a PR agent. And Christina is going to tell you if you are ready. So without further ado, are you there, Miss Christina Lynn?
Yes. Hello, Priscilla. And thank you so much for having me as a guest on your wonderful radio show. Great to be here today.
I couldn't resist a Georgia peach. How often do I get a Georgia peach on my show?
That's right. Well, you were just saying you thought my voice sounded a lot like the famous Paula Deen.
Yes,
that's right. Well, she's from Savannah, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
I gotta have you do it. Can you give me a hey y'all? Can you do my give your
hey y'all
Paula Deen?
Hey y'all, I love the cooking butter. And Christo, right?
I love to eat it, butter, so we're going to be friends. All right.
There you go. Love it.
Now, ask you a question. We got so many questions for you today. And I want to start with the same question that I always ask everyone, which is, what did little Christina Lynn want to be when she grew up? When you were little, I mean, obviously, I don't think you thought, oh, I'm going to be a PR agent, but maybe you did. So what did you want to do or be when you were little?
That's a great question, Priscilla. Actually, interestingly enough, I started dancing when I was 4 years old and made my debut as a dancer, you know, in theater when I was six. So I loved dancing, and I also wanted to be an actress. And I actually did become a professional actress and dancer. And so I've been in the entertainment business on that side for many years. But during the time I came to Los Angeles, as I was acting, as many actors do find and dancers, that there are sometimes downtime, particularly when you're building your career, where it does help to have a second career or a second job that you can do as you're building your acting career. Well, that's exactly what happened with me when I got into public relations. I was acting and doing PR in the business here in Los Angeles.
What was your plan in achieving your public relations goal? I mean, where, at what point can you remember, as you're pursuing your career as an actress, did you say or know that you wanted to pursue a career in public relations? And what did you do to pursue that goal?
Well, that's a great question. As I was in college, I did look at PR as one of the areas, you know, of my major. But of course, I did major in theater and speech, and then I got a minor in journalism, but we did have some PR classes in the journalism, so I really enjoyed that. And of course, I always had people tell me, Christina, you've got the perfect personality, always, to do PR. So it, and what happened with me, Priscilla, it's very interesting. I just totally fell into the PR opportunity. I was not searching for it or reaching out to it, but as I was saying, as my my acting career was a little up and down, and I had some time to look for something else, I literally ran into another person that was working with Shirley MacLaine, Mitch Costanza. As a matter of fact, she's a very well-known lady that was overseeing Shirley's right around the time of Out on a Limb. She was overseeing Shirley's major tour, the national tour that she was doing on her higher self seminars and promoting her books. And I met her at Shirley's seminar at the Biltmore Hotel downtown Los Angeles. And the next thing you know, she said, be in my office Monday. I like your personality. I like your energy. I'm going to offer you a job.
Wow.
And I went in. Yes. And I had just said 2 weeks before, I'm going to draw in a wonderful job that pays me well and gives me perks. And sure enough, I went in Monday. I was hired. They doubled the salary I asked for. The next week, I was out on the road for Shirley, and she had me in limousines and staying in presidential suites.
So, no way.
It was amazing. It was a whirlwind.
God, yes. You must have a little lucky star over your head, huh?
I like to think so. I sure do. At the same time, I had always admired Shirley so much in all of her spiritual pursuits, as well as her amazing career as an author. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even know, but Shirley, I believe this is still the case. Not too long ago, I read that she was one of the top 10 all-time highest earning authors of America.
Wow.
So how about that? Yeah.
So did you go? Well, obviously you didn't go in as the full public relations person handling her whole campaign, did you? Or you were like, well,
they trusted me enough. That is a great question. They trusted me enough, Priscilla, that they had me handle the whole East Coast.
No.
Yes, ma'am. So I was thrilled.
If you hadn't done it before, who was pointing you in the direction, like where to go, what to do, how did you know that without prior
experience? That's what I had said to Midge. I said, Midge, I'll be honest with you. I said, I have a very good background in the entertainment business. I said, however, and I love Shirley's books, but I don't necessarily have a huge, PR background. So that's okay. She said, you're aware of, different spiritual outlets and, bookstores like the Bodhi Tree and different places where we would want to help to promote Shirley's books and her tour. I said, well, absolutely. I said, I go to those places. I know them well. She said, fine. That's all you need to do. I'll guide you on the rest. Shirley and I will guide you. You're hired. So, boom, there it was.
Oh, my God. So what did you do first? I mean, you must have been scared to death. What did you do? I mean, what was your first plan of attack? How did you set up your plan to promote Shirley's book? Because you must have been under tremendous pressure with this huge celebrity. What did you do? How did you handle it?
Well, I do always call Shirley my PR mentor, and I've thanked her for that many times. Midge took me on the road with her up to San Francisco. And she said, I'm going to show you how we do a networking gathering, and we're going to go around and go to some of the different bookstores, and also we're going to really promote the seminars that Shirley's doing, which was one of my main emphases. She said, I'll just train you in San Francisco, and next week you'll fly to Washington and set it all up. And I was also setting up all the best radio shows for Shirley to do and some not to do. And I learned at that time, like you had mentioned earlier, Priscilla, how important it is to handle the PR based on something that you're launching. For instance, Shirley would take certain shows for the seminars, and then others she'd say, let's wait, save that for my next movie, let's save that one for my next book. So she's a very savvy businesswoman also. I have to really compliment her on that, and she knows how to, and of course Midge knew that as well. Midge was the mayor, one of the first women mayors in America, the mayor of Rochester, and was in the White House with President Carter. So I was really blessed to be around a lot of very astute women that were able to take me under their wing and train me on all these things. So I really learned how to, you know, utilize the right PR tools, the right TV shows, the right radio shows, the right public appearances, book signings, all of those kinds of things, and how to put them at the right time.
Well, you certainly started out with, I mean, Shirley MacLaine, you can't get any better than that. I mean, PR agents start with like Jim's Sausage and Deli, or they start out with someone selling a lemonade stand and want to become famous. You started out with a huge, huge celebrity. So that was awesome. Now, in your brief bio, we heard a lot of impressive achievements with the past clients. So let's talk about some, we talked about Shirley MacLaine, but let's talk about some of your past and present clients and some of your most proud and successful moments being a PR agent.
Thank you so much. You know, I've expanded my company just recently to not just include PR, but also as to work as a TV and media consultant. So, which of course goes under the PR umbrella as well, but I'm very excited to say that I also am very active in health and wellness. And so I have three clients that are doctors that I've handpicked. And I'm very proud to say that I have just helped Priscilla, all three of them, land huge syndication deals for television shows. So very soon, and we also will have them on Sirius Radio Network, the one that Howard Stern is on, and Martha Stewart. So they're going to have their own radio shows, and I've also landed them their own TV shows. They're going to be syndicated into 17 million households. Yes, I'd like to say congratulations, Dr. Mike, who is a cardiologist that's also a gourmet chef.
Woo!
And he prepares. Talking about Paula Deen, he's a little different than Paula. Paula's fabulous, and she's also been doing some very healthy cooking lately. But Dr. Mike takes it to a whole new level, Priscilla, where he does what he calls heart healthy and completely healthy gourmet cuisine, so that you can still have foie gras, you can still have all kinds of amazing dishes that he does, even little desserts. He has a madeleine that's like a little cupcake from France, and it's dipped in a chocolate with lavender. He puts lavender seeds in it so that it's actually very healthy for you.
Oh.
So it's guilt-free desserts. He's amazing. So it's Dr. Mike, and his show will be premiering very soon in the next few months. I want everybody to watch for Dr. Mike.
Well, does it just go by Dr. Mike, or does he have a last name?
He's just going by Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike. Okay, and where would we be able to see Dr. Mike?
We're still in negotiations right now, but I will be able to announce that. So, you know, I'll send all that to you, and you can have that on the website, if you would, to let everybody follow up so they'll know where to see Dr. Mike.
Yeah, well, could they go directly to your website too, ChristinaLynnPR.com?
Yes, ma'am, they can do that. Priscilla. And also, they can friend me on Facebook if they'd like, come to my LinkedIn or to my Twitter. So if they want to do that, too.
Oh, I actually tried to find you on Twitter, and I typed in your name. I could not find you. What is your Twitter name?
Yeah, my Twitter name is, it's Chris Lynn.
K-R-I-S, and then?
L-Y-N-N.
L-Y-N-N. That's your
Twitter. Chris Lynn.
Okay, that's it. Okay, and then Facebook, it's Christina Lynn?
Yes, Facebook is Christina Lynn. Yes.
Okay.
And then LinkedIn is Christina Lynn, too.
Oh, Christina. Okay, so there you go. So you can find about Dr. Mike. Well, who else do you have that's interesting?
We have another wonderful show that's got a nice Southern flair to it, and it's called Country Doc Star. And so instead of Country Rock Star, this is Country Doc Star. And this, this how is that great? It's a nice little twist on play on words. Now, this show stars Dr. David Florence. And a lot of people like to call him Dr. Dave also. You know, there's kind of a thing now, I guess,
well, you know,
Dr.
That's
Oz.
Just, exactly. Especially in the South, I hear that quite frequently. Even patients call their doctors Dr. Steve, Dr. Bob, Dr. That's very common. Yeah. So Dr.
Very common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dr. Dave, he is our country doc star. And Dr. Dave is amazing. His pilot was just put out, and we've just gotten the word that it's also going into syndication in the next few months. It is funny. He is hilarious. He likes to make he's almost like a Patch Adams. He believes in healing through laughter, so he likes to get his patients laughing. Mm-hmm. So he will play all kinds of jokes on his patients that are hilarious. So this is in the show, and one minute you're laughing hysterically, the next minute, he will have you in tears because he's even on the show shown where he's worked with people as they knew that they were getting ready to pass on and with their families and all of that. So because he's such a caring man, he's known throughout the state of Tennessee as one of the most caring, wonderful doctors. He will go into the backwoods in his Hummer and find people in the woods, literally, Priscilla, that cannot even get to hospitals, that don't have health insurance. He has a team, and he spends volunteer time to rescue them, bring them in. This man is just a real, when you talk about a good Samaritan, he is a good Samaritan. Then he'll turn around the next week, and he'll be over, as the doctor at the high school football team where all his kids played high school football. Then the next thing you know, he's up backstage in Nashville as the doctor backstage for, anybody from Tim McGraw to Faith Hill to Toby Keith,
There was a show on, God, I hope I get the network right. I'm going to say TNT, but there was a show, I cannot remember the name of it, but it was about a concierge doctor for the rich. So I thought, after seeing this show, I thought, oh my God, why is it the rich can afford that? This doctor would just come whenever you were sick, you just call him and he would come right to your house and he would do whatever he needed to do. I mean, the man had a full mobile unit where he could actually do surgery on you if you needed it. And I thought, wouldn't that be great if they had regular doctors that could come to your house and actually help you, because it's such a hassle to go to the hospital. So I really like the concept of how this doctor has that concierge type thing going on.
He does.
I really like that.
Matter of fact, there's another part of the pilot, and I will also, come join me on Facebook and LinkedIn particularly, and we will let you all know where you can see his pilot. We'll give you the link to Country Doc Star. And I could just say it's just so heartwarming, because also not only does he go into the backwoods to save people, but he volunteered his time at the woman's prison. And he went into a woman's prison in Tennessee. He's a great activist and great humanitarian. And I also look to work with humanitarians. That's very important. I do a lot of charity work, and that's very important. Every client I have, I always tell them they have to have a charity or a foundation or something that they do to help humanity. Very important to me. So what he does, Dr. Dave, on Country Doc Star, he goes into the prisons, and he was just recently able to get a woman's prison. He found one where they had a holding cell where they had 40 women in one holding cell. And some of them were very sick. It was really, really bad. I mean, it's shocking to hear that, but that's exactly what happened.
In Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am. And what he did, Priscilla, it's very I'm talking about this was in the last 2 years. He got them to get other quarters for them. He got them moved out. He was helping women in there that were coming off of drugs that were felt like they were going to die. And when I went back to the premiere of the show in Tennessee about a month ago, I had two ladies come up to me and they said, Christina, we want you to know that if it hadn't been for Dr. Dave, we would be dead today.
Oh, my God.
It gives you chills, doesn't it? I mean, it's amazing.
It does. Well, we want to find out about this doctor. I mean, are there websites set up already or they can just find
the
information?
Well, tell them they can go on YouTube and they can go to and look up on YouTube DocStar. It's actually, we'll say DocStar, Dr. David Florence. And they can see the trailer there. And then I believe there is a link to the pilot, so they'll get to see that. But it's an amazing story. Of course, Dr. Mike is also one who's always out helping people and donating his time. And then I have another wonderful doctor, Dr. Mitch, who's down in Florida. Dr. Mitch is hilarious also, and he's a longevity expert. He helped me, myself, with hormones, and he's just amazing of what he also does with longevity. And he likes to always say, feel great, look younger, feel great and have great sex. So needless to say, he's very popular.
Wow. Now, you know, I hear that you work with a lot of doctors and we can hear from what you're saying, what you've done for them, but let's find out for the people who don't know, what are the duties and responsibilities of a PR agent? What does being a PR agent encompass?
That's a very good question, Priscilla. Now, what I do and what needs to be done is I always say to my clients when I'm first interviewing them, because I do handpick who I work with. Again, like you said, and I like the way you said that, I am not going to waste anyone's time or money if I don't feel that they're in a place in their career where they're really ready to be launched in a national or international manner. Because like I said, the three clients I just mentioned, for instance, they're all going to have international exposure. And also, of course, national and international TV shows and radio. So it's important that they have to be at that certain level. Now, I work a lot with also musicians, singers, actors. I do that, and authors. But again, what I do with them and what every PR agent, I believe, should do is, number one, screen the client. And when they're a potential client, let them know exactly what you can do. Because the bottom line for me is I want to get – and it's my job, I feel, to get my clients famous, to get them out there and get them well known. But in order to do that, they need to know their brand. So I'm also an expert, not just in PR, but also in marketing and branding. So when I start off, I work with a client where we strategize their brand. And if you have a PR agent that is not working with you in strategizing your plan and your marketing, and if in the beginning they do not sit down with you and set up a very clear structure so that you have a clear goal and a clear structure on what your brand is and how you're going to market your brand, how are you going to be famous, how are you going to become well known, and what is your brand to go out into the world, then, and that's for individuals and also for groups, for a TV show. If you're an actor, you need to know how you want to be branded, you know. Are you the next, again, we don't want to be compared to anyone, but are you the next Al Pacino? Are you, you know, the new Kathy Bates? You know, are you the new Goldie Hawn? Who are you? How are people going to know you? You know, and this is true with anything. You know, there needs to be a branding done. So I always set that up initially. We work on the branding, the strategy, the marketing. Then I also strategize where we set goals. I set weekly goals, monthly goals, and yearly goals for my clients. And I find that it's very important that my clients, now some of them say, okay, Christina, you know, can you get me next week on the David Letterman show? And I will say, no, sorry, you're not ready yet for David Letterman, you know? And they'll say, put me on the show next week. I said, you don't want to go on until you're ready to launch your most recent book, TV show, movie. You've got to have something to launch, a product to launch.
Was my next question. How does one know when he or she is ready to move up to that next step and hire a PR agent? Because I think every actor and singer thinks they're ready, but when are you really truly ready? Because it costs money, and when are you truly ready? So tell them about that.
Once you're at a point where you are really in development. You don't have to have it completely ready, but as long as you've got clarity and you've got a really good product in development, ready to go. And a lot of times it is better, Priscilla, to have lead time. So in other words, if you want to launch a book in 6 months, it's good to bring me in 6 months before or 3 months before.
Good point.
Important. Yeah, it's important to have what we call lead time. Okay, and a lot of times, now I will sometimes have people come in and say, Christina, we need that, and they don't give me that much lead time. That's hard on myself and all my staff because we have to work really fast to make up for that lack of lead time. We can do it. I do it all the time. But I prefer, and I tell the clients, let's get going earlier so we can set everything up. It's just like the way you set up, you know, pre-production for a movie or pre-production for a TV show. This is what we also need to have time so we can set up our own pre-production of the launch, of your launch.
Right.
And that's
so,
a lot of what I do is, that's important. It's very important to plan out that launch.
So everybody may think that they're ready for a PR agent, and I don't know, but I would imagine that most PR agents will give an initial consultation. I don't know if it's free or if they charge, so I'd like to know that, one. And two, upon the initial consultation, are they going to look at what is it that you need to show a PR agent for them to make a decision whether or not they can really help you? Do they need to see like ratings or sales, or, you know, what do they need? What should a person come to a PR agent with or show them, be prepared to show them?
Yeah, very good question. Now, let me answer several of those.
And let's focus on actor, singer, or actor, musician.
Yeah, actor, musician, very good. Okay, which I've worked with a good many. Now, what I always do is I first bring them in, and I do a free consultation, and I do prepare, if they're serious after that consultation, I will prepare, and I have my staff help me prepare a proposal. I then submit the proposal to them, and then we work out, if they want to retain me, I myself charge a retainer, an upfront retainer. And I do not do any work or begin any work until I have been paid. And sometimes I also am very generous because I will work on a sliding scale. If it's somebody that's really talented and, you know, and they're not able to pay $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 as a retainer, then I can work on a smaller retainer based on the talent. And what I personally do is I work with the retainer just like an attorney, and I don't begin the work until the retainer is taken care of and we've signed a contract.
Now, does that retainer go for a certain amount of months, or is it just kind of initial fee? I mean, like, for example, there are some PR agents that say, okay, I'm just paid on a monthly basis. Some say I need to have payment 3 months in advance. You know, how does that work for you?
It depends. You know, that's a good question, too. You ask a lot of great questions.
Thank you.
That's why your show is so great. It's so popular. Very good. Yeah, no, what happens with me is that I base that on each individual client, and we discuss it, and we look over their financial situation and work that out. And often, I will sometimes, I do have one client that is very, very promising with a TV show. He's got a wonderful cooking show, as a matter of fact. And he is working with me monthly. He paid the initial amount and is paying monthly. And then I've had other clients that just pay the whole sum. Now, it depends also on what it is I'm doing for them. If it's going to be something where I need to set aside a certain amount of months, I'll do that. I'll say, okay, this is for 6 months or this is for 12 months or whatever the case may be. And then we can also re-sign it and renegotiate it at the end of that time. Now, what I can also do is work with the client as well and just say, okay, here's our goal. Sometimes I'll just do the goal and I won't even do the timing, depending on what it is. I'll just say, okay, our goal is now we want to get this TV show placed. And, you know, you can never say how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
So if it's something I believe in.
That's another question that people say to me. They say, oh, my God, you know, I had this PR agent and I was paying blah, 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 blah. And 6 months into having a PR agent, I'm no better off than I was 6 months ago. And I try, not being a PR agent, but having friends who are PR agents, I try to explain that it does take time. That's why it's very important that you need to, I mean, you might actually have to take a little small loan loan out if you're serious, because if you're gonna take the money and break your piggy bank open to give to a PR agent, and you're expecting to happen in the first month, it's not going to happen in the first month. This is something that is an ongoing thing. But people want immediate results. They want to see things the first month, the second month, by the third month. So explain to people how that is not always realistic. And if you cannot, if this is going to drain you to the point where you're going to be homeless, you probably should not even think about going to a PR person. You probably should try to do it on your own. So go ahead.
That's true. Absolutely. And it does require some budget. So again, you'll want to, you know, add that into your budget, budget that into your money that you're putting aside for your career, because it is important. And I do constantly have people come to me and say, Christina, would you do this on spec? Would you do that on spec? Can we do this? And I'll just give you a percentage. If I did that, I would not be able to keep up. I'd have thousands of clients, and I'm not going to do that. You know, I handpick people, and that's why I work with retainers. I find that if a client gives me a retainer up front, then they're more serious about the work.
I think so.
And that's very important.
I think so.
Yes,
yeah,
man,
so
absolutely.
So don't be expecting anything for, I'll just sum it up for Christina, and she can correct me if I'm wrong. If you have to take your savings to hire a PR person, you probably are not ready to hire a PR person. PR people pretty much, you got to be at your career where you do have some income flowing from what you're doing in order to take your career to the next level. So you don't want to be in the doghouse poor to hire a PR person thinking that a PR person's going to get you to making a big salary, because that's not going to work. There's 3 months, 6 months, sometimes a year before anything's happening. So we got that covered. All right. So we've only got like, oh my God, this is just flowing. And we're almost at the end of the show, so I got to get this in. Okay. So what do you feel are the top three characteristic traits that it takes to be a successful PR agent?
Number one, I do feel like it's very important to have a background in marketing and to understand how you are actually marketing your clients. Okay? It's also very important, you've got to have an outgoing personality where you are able to have good relationships with the press, you know, just like with the radio outlets and the TV outlets. You know, I place clients on Good Morning America and the Today Show and many, you know, big shows. And it's very important that you know, you have that kind of personality that you're able to really get out there and meet people and schmooze, as we like to say.
So you have to be an extrovert, outgoing. You really have to enjoy people, working with people.
Yes. It helps. Yeah.
And maybe a marketing degree, maybe English, journalism, communications, something like that. But let me ask you, what about people who didn't go to college, maybe, but they just graduated from high school and they have like maybe they have a really outgoing personality. Would have you ever heard of them making it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you know what? If you're a go-getter and you really want to build this up, you can do it. And also a lot of things I do too is I also take clients. If I have a new actor or singer, I have them on the red carpet. I have them at the Emmys. I have them at the Oscar parties. I have them out there. I get them out and I get the buzz going. You know, so they've got to also be willing to get out there too and to move out there and get known. You know, and so I've got to have that personality of that go-gettingness to motivate them to get out there and get known, to be on the red carpet, to build buzz, you know, and this is very important. Now, I travel a lot. I have clients. I actually have also had my my PR company in Europe for quite a few years. I was also based in Monaco, south of France, and London. So I've also worked with a lot of European companies and individuals, some clothing designers, and also some musicians that I brought back from Europe over to America to give them, you know, a buzz and to give them presence in America, in the American market, and vice versa, to take American clients and take them overseas.
Wow. Now,
so there's a lot of travel. You have to like to travel.
Travel. Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah. A lot of travel. And I would imagine that you yourself have to have patience because you might come across clients. I mean, me personally, I have a very low tolerance level for people who are not detail-oriented and organized. But right. I find that a couple of my PR agent people are like, oh, my God, Priscilla, this person is the most disorganized, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that yes. is very important, but you're going to run into clients who are not like that, which is, you know, what characteristics right. traits do you need, you know, to deal with that sort of client?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Well, I luckily have a good staff. I'm the front lady, so I'm traveling. I'm on the road with clients. When I have a big client, I take them to New York and go with them to do the shows together. You know, I'm with them. I'm with them when they're out on their tours. We do city tours. I'm just now working with Stephen Bauer, the famous Hispanic actor, of course, that was in Scarface and Traffic. And he's got a band now, so I'm going to do probably a 10-city tour to promote his band. And I will be going out on the road with him, so I keep a staff back in my office that keep my other clients organized and keep me organized, and that is very, very important.
That's the secret. Yeah. So starting out, yes. you better just try to learn to be organized because
yeah, learn to be organized.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So let's find out. We got 4 minutes. I want to try to get as many questions as possible. Salary range. What can a PR agent expect to make? Starting with a beginner salary to the very best of the best. I mean,
well, I'd say, you know, beginning as you're just getting started, if you know, you can go in and work for a big agency and mm-hmm. train that way. And a lot of times that would start maybe, you know, like 40s, maybe 50,000 and up. You know, it's going to be an entry level, a little bit more of an entry salary. But however, you can also be an entrepreneur like myself and just start yourself. And again, my retainers, you know, are now up in the 20, because they can be for corporate.
I hear stuttering there. You're a little afraid.
Yeah.
let them call you. Don't even tell them about it. Don't even give them a, you just call Christina and work
yes.
it out.
Okay, I'm not going to give any quotes, but you're
no,
right. But anyway,
no
I do work with them too. If it's somebody that's talented, I'll work with them, Priscilla.
Yeah, so you'll work with them. If they've got talent, Christina will work with you. Call her. The worst thing you can do is her say no. So just give her a call. Okay, so now I want to take one. I think I can get one question in from emails that I got from you being on the show. This comes from Aubrey from Wilton Manors, Florida. And I don't know mm-hmm. if this is a male or female, so I'm going to just say he or she said, other than the obvious ways of promoting your client, such as email, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, which I could do for myself, what tools does a PR agent have or use to promote their clients?
Very good question. And hello down there in Florida. yes, well, I tell you what, social networking is extremely important, but a lot of people can do their own social networking. Above and beyond that, I'm still very old-fashioned. I get my stars, my clients in newspapers, magazine articles. Just had three of them in a big magazine article. I still get them on TV, and I'm very TV oriented. I like them to be on, like I said, Good Morning America, the Today Show. You know, Good Day LA, and all the big markets. You have a Good Day, Great Day Houston. You know, there are a lot of big Great Day Miami. So getting on those local shows, those can be anywhere from 3 to 5 million people. So those are big things. And radio, we do a lot of radio. A lot of TV, magazines, newspapers. I get them out at red carpets. I get them out at the right events. Get them out there to be known and seen, put out the buzz. And so there's a lot more than an agent can do. It's difficult for yourself to promote yourself. And that's when you need an agent. And I will look at people at the beginning of their career. If they really are super fantastic, I've got a lady that I think is going to be the next Taylor Swift right now. I'm taking her to Nashville. We're talking to record labels. We're talking to producers. We're going to have her at the CMA Awards. So all of those things matter. I'll have her on the appropriate TV shows, and I'll have her in the appropriate magazines. You know, so that's the kind of thing that a good PR agent will do, but we'll follow her brand, and we'll do that compared to when we're ready to launch her CD, launch her first acting job, whatever it is. You know, someone like Taylor Swift has had a great PR team. They've really done it right. She's a good example.
Okay, I'm going to ask, who is what is the ideal client for the PR agent that comes from Lawrence from Black Duck City, Minnesota. And he also says, who is the nightmare client? So I guess who is the ideal client and who is the nightmare client? Again, Lawrence, Black Duck City, Beltrami County, Minnesota. 1 minute we got. Go.
Great. Real quick. Okay. Yeah, just in a nutshell, the kind I look for are those that are optimistic, that are motivated, that are enthusiastic, that are goal-oriented, that really want to be famous. They really want to be successful. They want to help the world. They are humanitarians. That's important to me, that they're making a difference in the world, making a difference here on planet Earth. And the nightmare ones are the ones that I fire, because I will fire my clients. What that means is, if I need to, I will, it is a clause in my contract that I will finish it if they're too difficult, if they don't trust me and follow me, if they're a little too difficult, too hard to work with them, I don't want to waste their time, I just simply return their retainer and let them go.
That's
that would be the
right.
One.
If you
yes,
don't,
ma'am.
If you don't appreciate the Southern hospitality, that you are out of here.
You're out of here.
Well,
I just had to fire
so
one last year.
Well, God, thank you so much. Can you believe we are finished? The show is over. I mean, I could have talked to you for another 2 hours. I am just absolutely so sad that I have to let you go. I'm going to ask you right now if you could commit to coming back on the show, because I really want more advice. I still have, I hate to tell you, I got 10 more questions that I didn't get to. And I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, but we were just talking up a storm. Very sorry. I'm going to ask Christina, will you come back on the show next year and finish the people who I didn't get to their questions? Would you do that?
Yes, ma'am. It would be an honor, Priscilla, to be on your show anytime. You're fantastic, and I'm a listener, and I always love to get my PR clients on your show, too. So,
I'd love to come back. I want Dr. Dave and Dr. Mike. You better round them up for me and send them over.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get that done right away.
All right. Thank you so much, Christina Lynn. Check out our website, ChristinaLynnPR.com, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much, everybody. Say bye, Christina.
Bye-bye, y'all. Take care.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.